Hello?
Hello, yes, this is Joseph with the Legal Intake Team. I have a Miss Gray. First name is J-A-Q-U-A-S-I-S-A. Last name Gray, G-R-A-Y. Best phone number is 929-393-4601. She needs assistance with her hair relaxer claim.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
No problem. Miss Gray, I'll take you from here. Thank you so much, ma'am. Have a great day.
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome.
There you go. So how do you pronounce your first name? Jaquiasi?
It's actually going to be, it's just going to be Jaquasia.
Jaquasia, okay. Got it, okay.
Yes, there's a lot of extra complicated letters in it.
Jaquasia. Okay, let me see here. Now, let me just help you out. So my name is Oscar on a recorded line. Here to assist you with this. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim or not yet?
No, the guy was the first person that I spoke to.
The one that we were just with?
Yeah.
Got it, okay. Now, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you used hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes.
You have. Were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes.
Yes. I'm sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was this?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer. Okay. Let me see here. And then I'm assuming this claim
it
is
was epo ovarian cancer.
What type?
What's the type of ovarian cancer? Epithelial.
Okay. Let me see if I see it on here. Ethereal, okay, it's not on this list, but I'll take note of that. And then, this claim is for yourself, correct?
Yes.
All right, let me see here. When were you diagnosed with cancer?
I was diagnosed, what was that? July of 2023? It was July 18th.
Okay, so 7-18-2023.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, thank you. Do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Joshua Harris.
Joshua, how do you spell the last name?
H-A. H is in Harry, A is in Alpha, R is in Rabbit, R is in Rabbit, I, S is in Sam.
Okay, Dr. Joshua Harris?
Yeah.
Got it, okay. And then, what hospital or clinic were you diagnosed at?
Rockaway Cancer Center.
Rockaway?
Yes.
Let me see. Rockaway, what state is this in?
New York?
Okay, is it in Lawrence, New York?
Yes.
Okay, so for Rockaway Cancer Center, let me know if this sounds right. 275 Rockaway Turnpike, Lawrence, New York?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
That's the address.
All right, let me just copy and paste that on here. And then for that phone number, I have it as 718-696-0632. Does that sound about right?
No, his number is going to be 212. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
257-0124.
Okay. So the doctor's phone number specifically is 212-257-0124.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, thank you for that. Let me see here. And then I'm assuming you still live in New York, right?
Yes.
Still live in New York? Got it.
Yes.
Okay, let me see here. Okay. New York, 2023.
I'm sorry, just so we're clear, we have my doctor's number correct, right? 212-257. Okay, okay.
Look, I'll repeat it for you one more time. 212-257-0124.
Okay, yes.
Got it. Okay, let me see here. And then you said you're still in New York, right?
Yes.
All right. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer before you were diagnosed?
I was using about 6 or 7 times in a year.
6 or 7 times? Okay, I'll put 7 there. And then, let me see here. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes, let me see here. What is your date of birth?
2/1/1998.
Okay, so February 1st, 1998?
Yes.
Okay, let me see there. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No. Okay. Do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxers?
Yes, but none that I know that's got the same symptoms or reactions that I have.
Got it, but they did use hair relaxer, right? Was this family or friends? Or both?
Family, that's kind of how I got known about it.
Okay, so I'll
both.
I'll put family and friends in case anything happens. Okay, let me see here. And then you said that you used hair relaxer in the state of New York, right?
Yes.
Okay, when did you start using hair relaxer, to the best of your knowledge?
August 29th. That's my dad's birthday.
Okay. So I have it that you started using hair relaxer 8/29/2016, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when did you stop using hair relaxer?
December 10th of 2022.
Okay. So December 10, 2022. Okay, so you stopped using it in 2022, and then you got diagnosed about a year later, right? In 2023?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. And then how often did you apply these products? Was this like a monthly thing?
It was like a once every 2 months.
Like every other month? Okay. The only option that I have here is weekly, monthly, and 4 times per year. Is it okay if I put 4 times per year? Since there's no in-between.
I guess you can put monthly, because, like, if I had an event, I would probably use it a little bit sooner, so you can put
monthly.
Oh, okay,
okay. Okay. And then how many consecutive years? Got it. Okay. And then how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer for?
6
years. Okay, let me see here. Now, where did you mainly receive hair relaxer treatment? Was it at home or in a salon?
Mostly at home.
Mostly at home? Okay. And then which brand product did you use?
Soft and Beautiful.
Soft and Beautiful? Okay, I see that on here. And then did your cancer diagnose... This question is a little tricky. Let me know if you want me to repeat it or try to break it down. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product for at least 1 year?
More than 2 years.
So were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer for at least 1 year? And were you diagnosed 2 years after you used it for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So that's the same question. I'm just going to ask it again. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using it for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Let me see. And then what type of treatment did you receive? Was this like chemo, radiation, medication?
It was a combination of the three. I did chemo, I went through radiation, and I used a lot of pain medication.
Pain
management treatment.
Pain management.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Treatment. Okay. When did the treatment start?
Hold on 1 second, because I keep getting a call added, and as much as I decline it, it comes back.
Okay.
Like
yeah, no, of course, yeah.
Hi, my name is Brandon. I'm calling off a recorded line in regards to a lawsuit against hair relaxer product. Have you spoken to anyone regarding this? We'll let you know ahead of time along with questions they have. Did you never use hair relaxers? I do apologize for the name. Oh, I see. Okay, I'll remove your number then.
Hello?
Yep, still here.
Yes, okay. What was the question that you asked me?
So when did your treatment start? Was this like a week after you were diagnosed or right away?
I started the treatment in July. No, I got diagnosed in July. When did I start treatment? Let me double check.
Okay.
My treatment got started in July.
The same month that you were diagnosed. Just because I need to put
a
day on here.
Days.
A couple of days. You were diagnosed the 18th. Is it okay if I just put like the 24th, which is like about a week?
You can put the 20th because it was within 3 days I got started immediately.
Okay, so I'll just put the 20th, 2 days. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Was the doctor that diagnosed you the same one that treated you?
Yes.
Yes, okay, let me just copy and paste that information. Dr. Joshua Harris. Okay. And then the same address of the place, which is 275 Rockaway Turnpike. 275 Rockaway. That zip code is 11559, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then your doctor's phone number. Okay. Doctor's phone number here is 212-257-0124, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then Jaquisa, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, let me see here. And then your first name is spelled Jaquisa, correct?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a middle name?
It's going to be A-A-L-I-A-H.
Okay, it was A-A-L-I-A-H?
Yes.
Aaliyah?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, and then last name is just Gray, G-R-A-Y, correct?
Yes, like the color.
Got it. Okay, I know some people spell it G-R-E-Y, and I think that could be right too, but yours with an A.
It is right too, but A is better. Maybe
yeah, right.
I'm biased, but...
I think they only put E because it sounds like it's an E.
It makes it fancy. I think the British started the E.
Maybe, huh? Okay, but your name is with an A, right?
Yes.
Got it. Do you have a suffix in your name like junior, the second, or the third, or none?
No.
No? Okay. And then, Jaquisha, what's your social?
132-865-0-90.
Okay, let me just repeat it to you. 132-865-0-90?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Let me see here. And then for your primary contact email, I have it as QUASIA71@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, and then for your phone number here, I have it as 929-393-4601.
Yes.
Okay, and then is this phone number that we're on, is it a cell phone or a home phone?
It's a cell phone.
Cell phone, okay. What's your preferred way of contact, a call, text, or email?
A call or a text.
A caller or text, okay. And then when is the best time to reach you? In the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Evenings and afternoons. Evenings.
Evenings prefer? Sure. Okay. And then what is your contact address? Where are you now?
2820 West 32nd Street, apartment 8H.
Brooklyn, it's the city apartment. Is Brooklyn, right?
Yes, Brooklyn, New York. Apartment 8H.
A as in apple?
8 as in the number, oh. And H as in Harry.
Okay. Apartment 8, like the number, H as in Harry, right?
Yes.
Okay. Kings County. Let me just fill in the state of New York. There we go. New York. Zip code 11224.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Let me see there. Now, Jaquisha, do you have a copy of your medical records?
I do not, but like I explained to the guy before, like I
you
work
could.
A lot.
You don't have them, but I you would be able to retrieve them, right?
Yes, I can try and get them.
And then the hospital has them for sure, right?
Yes, it just might take me some time.
Got it. No, that's okay. Because sometimes the attorneys that we partner with can get them for you as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And then for this final part, I do need to put an emergency contact for you. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
Can I put someone that does not live with me?
Of course you can. It can be family, friend, whoever.
Okay, it's going to be my friend Mia.
Okay, friend. And then did you say Mia with an M, like Mary?
Oh, Ania.
A-N-I-A. Uh-huh. Last name?
Rogers.
Okay. Okay, so Ania Rogers, spelled A-N-I-A Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S?
Yes.
Okay, then what's her phone number?
959-333-7936.
Okay. 959-333-7936.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, let me see here. Okay, let me just make sure that I filled out this form correctly. Got it. Okay. And then let me just review these documents with you before I send them to you. Okay.
Okay.
And then we're almost done here. Just like 3 more minutes.
That's fine.
Okay. So for your first name, I have it as Jaquisisa, correct?
Yes.
Our middle name, Aliyah, A-A-L-I-A-H, and then last name, Gray, G-R-A-Y, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me see here. And then I have address as 2820 West 32nd Street, apartment 8H, Brooklyn, New York, 11224?
Yes.
Okay, cell phone number is 929-393-4601.
Yes.
Okay, and then your email is quasia71@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right, date of birth is 2/1/98, correct?
Yes.
All right, and then your social, I have it as 132-865090.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Oh, of course. Social is 132-865090.
Yes.
Okay. Brooklyn, New York. Okay. Okay, now if you want to, go ahead and put me on speaker. I am going to send you these files for you to sign, okay?
Okay, I'm going to put you on speaker right now.
Okay. I just sent you these files via text message and email. Go ahead and open up whichever one is easier for you.
Okay, I'm going to open my email right now.
Mm-hmm. And then you're going to see my name on there.
Ask Rachel.
Correct. Go ahead and open that. There's a link on there. When you click on the link, it'll send you to a website called DocuSign. That's where you're going to do the signature. I think first you have to agree to the text message and electronic signatures. And then you'll know when you're starting it because you'll see a big yellow start button. And then I do want to let you know, keep an eye out. There's a box where it tells you to draw your signature, and there's another box that tells you to draw your initials.
Okay.
Okay. And then after that, it's, yep. It's pretty straightforward, but if you have any questions, you can ask me, okay? I can kind of walk you through it.
Okay, I'm signing it over now. I'm submitting it. I looked over it.
Uh-huh. Let me see here. Let me see if I got it. Okay, I see it. Let me just make sure that everything is correct on there. Okay, I see your... Okay, you opted for the, where the system makes the signature for you, correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
It looks cute.
I know, right? It looks nice. I wish mine was like that naturally.
Me too.
Mine's just like a
and
scribble.
And then doing it with your finger is horrible.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Like when I go to a restaurant and then I have to squibble in on their pad or whatever, that never comes out right. Okay, let me
That's
see.
Awful.
Everything looks good. Okay, yes. So the documents were filled out perfectly. I'm going to go ahead and send these over to the attorneys that we partner with. Now, they're going to try to call you in the next 3 to 4 days. It's very important that you pick up that call because they can't get anything started until they verify this information with you personally, okay?
Okay.
So keep an eye out for that call. It should arrive in the next 3 to 4 days. I will also text you my personal work number if you have any questions or concerns. Or I would say the longest, give them a week for them to call you. If you don't receive anything in a week,
okay,
then you can reach out to me and I can look and see what's going on with your claim that's pending, okay? But they're very good at calling in the next 3 to 4 days. And then, yeah, if you have any questions or concerns, you can reach me on my number. I'll text you in about 2 to 3 minutes, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Of course. I appreciate your time, and I wish you the best, okay? Have a good day.
Yep. Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.